When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and the folks, we got to hear from you. The phone lines are not ringing. They really need to be ringing. This is very, very urgent. This is very serious. So let me give those numbers out there again. Again, we don't want to have to go off any other stations. And I mentioned three stations, but there's a lot more than that that are at risk. So, again, the phone numbers are 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line. We need to hear from you. Or 888-677-9673. It's imperative that we hear from you out there, or you won't be hearing from us. It's, I get letters, Wendy, from people, and it's an interesting thing. We get most of our support from the ladies out there, you know. I would probably say 70% of the donations we get from ladies. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah, it is. And folks out there, oh, you know what? I forgot to tell the folks, too, what we have is we have, where did it go? I have to read it off the DVD. It's Exhilarating Times, the Life of Pastor Ernie Sanders, 50 years. Very interesting things that have happened. The Lord has put me in situations, folks, that you'll find very interesting. And we get a lot of good feedback. So we got 1, 2, and 3. I think we only have 2 and 3 left. So if you, any donation, donation of $25 or more, we'll send you whichever one you want, 2 or 3. If you want two of them, if you want both of them, you can get both of them for $45. So that's, again, 2 and 3. And we have a couple more coming, and they really seem to be going good. We get a lot of orders. People have ordered them and then call back and ordered others for their friends. So we could use those donations if you can. Let me see. Carmen in Connecticut pledges $100. Thank you, Carmen. All right. 888-281-1110. Got to tell you this quickly, that folks, in Northeast Ohio, we're going to have a memorial service this Memorial Day, Monday, and that's the Veterans Park at the Veterans Park, sponsored by the Newberry American Legion and Commander Ken Hunter, and I will be speaking there, amongst others. It starts at 12 noon, and the address is right at the corner of Route 87 and Auburn Road, Route 87 and Auburn Road. So come on out and join us. I'd like to meet you out there, all you folks. Now, Wendy, we're going to play a clip. And this is, I think, very interesting about when you think about the genius of Trump's plan to take all of these rapists. You have all these rapists, these murderers, these child sex offenders, all these people that were, you know, and I mean, like over 1,500 convicted murderers that were set loose out of other prisons in other countries, sent straight here, and Biden brought them in. Of course, now it's looking like Biden really wasn't behind this, okay, Autopen, and they believe now they know who really is behind all of this. So go ahead and take it away.
Trump dropping the self-deportation shockwave order. Historic executive order now offers one-way tickets, cash exit bonuses, and brutal penalties for those who ignore the clock. The border showdown enters a new phase as cartels panic. We're going to break it all down. So the order details were unleashed. Trump's executive order promises free flights to any nation but here, a CPB home app to book seats, and a $1,000 farewell bonus. Ignore it and face jail, asset seizure, and ICE-chosen fast deportation. Taxpayers save billions. The door is open and the clock is ticking. What a genius move. What a genius move. And the ICE agents don't have to go kick in doors, risking their lives. No. You get a plane ticket and $1,000.
There you go. Plane ticket, $1,000. We were having a little bit of a difficulty there, but hang tight. We'll get to
for playing. Let's listen.
Deportation. Today, I signed an executive order to launch the first ever self-deportation program for illegal aliens. We are making it as easy as possible for illegal aliens to leave America. Any illegal alien can simply show up at an airport and receive a free flight out of our country. We have also launched a phone app called CBP Home. That's CBP Home, where illegals can book a free flight to any foreign country. As long as it's not here, you can go anywhere you want. We're also adding a very important exit bonus for illegals to further incentivize their self-deportation. This deportation bonus will save American taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. What Biden did to this country can never be explained, will never, ever be accepted. Eventually, when the illegals are gone, it will save us trillions of dollars. However, if illegal aliens choose to remain in America, they're remaining illegally and they will face severe consequences. Illegal aliens who stay in America face punishments including significant jail time, enormous financial penalties, confiscation of all property, garnishment of all wages, imprisonment and incarceration, and sudden deportation in a place and manner solely of our discretion. So to all illegal aliens, book your free flight right now. We want you out of America, but if you're really good, we're going to try and help you get back in. Thank you.
If you're good, we'll help you get back in. Trump Airlines is on the move. The consequences clarified firmly. Tom Homan warns failure to register after 90 days and DOJ files charges. Resist ICE and 8 USC 1253 puts you behind bars. I mean, if you had a choice between going and being, you know, extracted from this country and getting a free plane ticket and $1,000, if those were your only options, what would you pick? I mean, at least this gives people the option. Then they can get their affairs in order. If they've been here for 30 years flouting our laws, they can get their affairs in order. Hey, guys, I'm going to take this plane ticket. I'm going to take this cash. I'm going to go back to my home country. And I'm going to try to get back the right way.
All righty, we're back. Folks, Wendy pledged $500. Can we get a match? Can we get a match for Wendy for her $500? Ruth pledged $600. Can we get a match for that? Or James's $450. Now, on Monday, we lead by example here. You know, we put our money where our mouth is at. On Monday, I pledged $1,000. Yesterday, you pledged $200. Okay. Yesterday, on Tuesday, I pledged another $1,000. Okay, and I'm going to do it, but I can't do it anymore. I mean, I'm going to go out and pledge one more $1,000. It's important. The cause is a righteous cause. The cause is a righteous cause, folks. It's, again, I want you to remember, none of us take a salary. None of us make any money here at all. We give our time because, again, that's what we're called. The cause is a righteous cause. We have to be a voice for the voiceless and a watchman on the walls to push hard back against the dark state. And that's what we're pushing. We're pushing back against evil. I mean, pure evil out there today. You know, you mentioned Planned Parenthood. That's evil. That is really evil. Okay. All right. Susan in Illinois matched Wendy. She matched you, Wendy, for 500. Thank you, Susan. Thank you. All righty. Can I get someone to match me for the 1,000? Can I get anyone to match me for 1,000? At 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Take us back.
It's beautiful.
Because if they don't, they're going to face serious consequences. You know, what we started doing, we're enforcing two laws that we haven't enforced in a long time. Number one, failing to register. If you don't fail to register after 90 days of being here, we're going to prosecute you criminally. Then we're going to deport you. And if you hinder your arrest, if you don't open the door, if you don't answer our questions, if you don't assist in travel documents to your home nation after being ordered deported by the immigration judge, then we're going to prosecute you for that, which is 8 U.S.C. 1253. So we'll prosecute you, we'll put you in prison. When you get out, we'll deport you. We're not playing games. There are going to be consequences. Leave on your own. If you leave on your own and work with us and get your affairs in order, it makes sense for them and their families. And leave yourself an opportunity to come back to this country as a visitor or as a student, or if you have a U.S. citizen child, they can petition for you as a parent of a U.S. citizen. There are other avenues to come to this country the right way. But if we have to formally deport you, we got to go find you, and we got to put you on a plane and formally deport you, there are consequences. There are bars from 5 years to 20 years. You can't come back. Some of the bars are forever. So leave on your own and give yourself some opportunity in the future to be part of the greatest country on earth.
Wow. Talk about grace. Cost math has been revealed. Chrissy Noem tallies the bill, $17,000 to hunt down, detain, and deport one illegal. Just $4,500 for a self-deport ticket plus $1,000 restart cash. That's 3-to-1 taxpayer win and quicker relief for stretched towns. Amazing. This is genius.
To remove that. True, when you have a president in the White House that is openly saying our laws won't be enforced and facilitating this invasion that happened over our southern border, we had millions of people come. And not just people looking for new opportunities in the American dream. You had people coming that were criminals, murderers, rapists, traffickers, terrorists. And now to remove them is much more complicated, difficult, and expensive. For us to deport someone, that we have to go out and find that individual, arrest and detain them, remove them from the country, it costs upwards to $17,000 if there isn't, you know, more delays than the normal process. That's why we're encouraging people to self-deport. If you are here illegally, we recognize that you may have been here for a period of time, but if you want to leave and have the chance to come back someday, leave on your own. We will facilitate that. We'll buy you a plane ticket. When you land, we will give you $1,000 that you can get started with and provide for your family. That cost of self-deportation is $4,500. So much, much more cheaper for the American taxpayer in how we make sure that we really are following our laws and that the people here in this country, the American citizens, are treated with the respect that they're due by coming here through the legal process and being a part of our future. True, when you have a president in the...
Chrissy Noem, gotta love her. She's laying it all out. Charter flights lifting. Supreme Court clears the runway as Houston launches the first voluntary charter. 64 Venezuelans bound for Honduras and Colombia, each pocketing $1,000 via... Eating too much...
All right, now... You know, one of the things that Trump is doing, and this is brilliant too, was the fact that they're going after these murderers. You know, they're the ones top priority. Going after, if you notice all of the raids in that they've been having, who are they catching? They're catching drug dealers, human traffickers. The Democrats have been Garcia, whatever. That they've been going, they had to go down to the prison, they had to get him out. And folks, this guy was charged with human trafficking. He was, you know, human. It seems like the Democrats, they want to help the worst, like the rapist. They've really become satanic. It's just like the fellow that shot and murdered that healthcare executive. that insurance, I'm trying to remember
Luigi
his name.
Luigi Mangione?
Pardon? Yeah.
Luigi Mangione.
Luigi Mangione. They're making this guy into a hero. He went up, and he's a little rich kid. I mean, who came from a very wealthy family. And he goes and he shoots a man in the back.
Mm-hmm.
A father with several, a family man with a wife and children. Shoots him in the back, okay? And they've made this guy a hero. I mean, to the Democrats, someone that would sneak up and shoot you in the back is a hero. There's, and again, this is evil to the core, evil to the bone. What do you think, Wendy?
I agree. It's, you know, I mean, evil, they give a lot of names to evil, but, you know, it just boils down to being evil, you know?
Well, I mean, look, you know, you want to use just common sense and decency. There are people out there that these women with single mothers with, you know, their children, you know, you got to use compassion with them. Well, you know, mm-hmm. single fathers, too, with you know, the children that are. You have to use compassion. But these guys that are, you know, that have, you had the one guy that they were interviewed. He had killed over 20 people. He murdered over 20 people. And, you know, the Democrats wanted to set him free. You know, as long as he goes and votes for the Democrats, I mean, it's unbelievable how corrupt they've become. But anyhow, that's what, you know, and we got to support Trump on this effort. Mm-hmm. And again, look, you know, when you're moving that amount of people, they're going to make mistakes. There's going to be mistakes made, okay? And I know that they're going to work very, very hard because the far left-wing media out there, they're waiting to find anything that they can use, right, to try to, and these corrupt courts, you know, we cannot tolerate these corrupt courts. So once these courts have gone outside of their jurisdiction, okay, and they violated the law, what does that tell me? It tells me that they've lost legitimacy. They no longer have any, in my opinion, any power at all. I no longer consider them legitimate courts. What do you think?
Right, absolutely.
Okay. We'll ask Style because he knows about all that. What do you think, Style?
I mean, my big issue with this, and don't get me wrong, in theory it's a great idea because you do have people that are volunteering to go back, but you have guys that are, like you said, they're rapists and murderers, and instead of being held accountable, they're being given money and given a trip back to freedom where they're not going to be tried or held accountable for what they've done in America. That's my big issue with this. I understand the point that technically it's saving money because instead of paying the $17,000 to track down one person through ICE, we're paying roughly $4,500 for a trip back and $1,000 to this person getting deported. But why are we paying the $17,000 to track down one person to begin with? Why aren't we addressing that elephant in the room? They just cut Medicaid and reformed Medicaid because so many of these illegals were taking advantage of the system and taking it away from Americans. We're turning around and giving them that money right back.
That's true. But, okay, so if you had, what are you going to do with all of these murderers that they sent over here? You're going to put them in pedophiles. You put them in prison, then that costs us a lot more than $17,000 a year to put them in prison, okay? So what do you do? I would send them back to the country to send them here.
Well, I'm all for deporting them, but we shouldn't be giving them a prize to go back. Not only do they get the $1,000 when they go back, they get guaranteed social services in the country they came from.
Hmm. Really?
Yep, I think they're going to address it here later in this video, but that's part of it, too, is they have worked with at least the two governments in question here that they're getting aid from their government social services when they come back.
All righty. I want to see, can I get a match for my 1,000? Can I get a match for Wendy's 500? We already had one match for Wendy's 500. Can we get another match for Wendy's? Usually, Wendy, you get about three matches, so we're two matches short right now. Can we get a match, too, for Ruth's 600, 888-281-1110, credit card line, 888-677-9673. Bring us back there. Let's hear what he has to say.
BP Home app. DHS says the next planes are already lined up. This is amazing.
From Houston, another victory for President Trump. Yesterday, the Supreme Court lifting a lower court's injunction, allowing the administration to move forward on ending legal protections for some Venezuelan migrants. Plus, the first charter flight for dozens of self-deporting migrants took off. 64 illegal immigrants were flown from Houston back to their native Honduras and Colombia. The Trump administration says it will continue offering a free flight and $1,000 stipend to any illegal alien who self-deports using the Customs and Border Patrol home app. Another victory for
the planes are lining up. Border stats plunge. Home in Towson, 98% drop. Biden era $12,000 crossings a day. Down to 211, fewer cartels, actions, and terror watch list entries. Greatest border president of my lifetime. Here is Tom Homan doing a hit at the sticks, as they call it, on Pebble Beach at the White House. I know that location very well.
Most secure border. So the President Trump, who's a game changer, and you can like him. I don't care if you like him or love the man. You can't argue with success. His first administration, we handed the Biden administration the most secure border in my lifetime.
If you want to drop your auto...
There you go. We're back. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you, folks. We're running out of time. We only have less than 10 hours in a week. We have less than 10 hours in a month. 10 hours a month to raise enough money to stay on for the rest of that month. And that's why, again, we don't want to just, you know, constantly, and we don't want to go more than 1 week for pledge week. We don't really like having to do it. But we need to do it to continue to do what we've done in this radio ministry over the years. And just think about this. Just one thing that we've done, okay? Mm-hmm. Alone, over 20, we've been a part of over 24,000 babies saved from a cruel and painful, death of abortion. That was our number one cause there. Mm-hmm. We've led, thousands of people to the Lord, okay, that to this ministry here. Mm-hmm. And then we ministered for over 45 years to death row inmates. I mean, these are just some of the things that, because of you folks out there, that we've been able to do. And that's just a start. But we really need to hear from you. And by the way, also, you need to you get our newsletter. Now, our goal is to get is to be the watchman on the wall, to get information to you, to get information to you. And we try to put information out there that you're not going to get anyplace else. One of the things that we got so many responses back from people by sending them information about the COVID shot, the kill shot, Wendy. Boy, we got a big response on that from people who would have taken the shot had they not got the information that we sent out. And so, and not only that, but those forms that we sent out for people to get religious exemptions from that, many, many people that, were able to do that, and they were very, very thankful for doing that. So, but those are some of the things we've done, folks. But the main thing is to be there to let you know what the opposition does not want you to know. And again, the lines are open. We're waiting to hear from you. The guys in the back there just staring at those telephones.
Also, people, we want you to remember the widow with two mites, please. We know that we're having, or we would like to see some of these pledges matched. But if you have 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever that amount is, please don't be ashamed to call. Every bit helps. So please remember that.
Absolutely. All righty, folks, we need to hear from you. The lines are open at 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Now, here, Congress, in this, yesterday we played a video, and Lakeem Jeffries, the minority speaker of the Democrats, in there, he was found to be one of the frequent visitors of Diddy, Diddy trials coming out. In fact, all of those visitors that they named there doing at this sex parties, these where minor youth, young people, young girls were used for sexual purposes and that against their will, many of them. All of them, every single one of them, every single pedophile, a Democrat, okay? Every single one. By the way, folks, you've heard a lot, you're always hearing a lot about the ACLU. Now, the ACLU's out there trying to go after, trying to stop Trump, the ACLU is trying to push. They want to legalize pedophilia. This is one of their major goals that they're for abortion. Think about this. How evil, how wicked it is. And that you would even, you know, it's hard to just consider how they can consider themselves to be a legitimate organization when everything that they stand for is dirty.
Yeah.
So anyhow, speaking about that, Wendy, you know who Representative LaMonica McKibber is?
Not sure.
She's a Democrat from New Jersey, and she's the one that was you saw in all the television on the news that were body slamming.
She's been investigated or something.
Well, yeah. Federal charges have been filed against her and LaMonica McKibber. Now the Democrats are saying don't do it. Don't you dare touch one of our communist Democrats. Okay. From New Jersey, who pushed her way into a melee when protesters were trying to disrupt operations at a detention center run by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Obstruction and interfering are included. But the situation is just a symptom, more or less, of a bigger agenda by the Democrats. According to the constitutional expert Jonathan Trulli, professor at Georgetown, Washington University, who has not only testified before Congress as an expert on the nation's founding law, but has represented members in constitutional disputes in court. He explained the new defense being used by Democrats from city councils to Congress is that their official duties include obstructing the official functions of the federal government. Okay? Boy, you know, I mean, these people will stop at nothing, right? I mean, when is that when you're supposed to be a lawmaker? A part of your job as a lawmaker is to break the law. That can only happen with Democrats, right?
Yeah.
The latest claimant of the license is Representative Monica McKibber, who has charged with assaulting, resisting, and impeding law enforcement officers during a protest at Delaney Hall ICE Detention Facility in Newark, New Jersey. McKibber is shown on video forcing her way into the ICE facility and striking and shoving agents in her path. So now they're saying if you go off, you convict her, you'll be sorry.
Sure.
You have crossed the line. So I'm going to tell you, they have to go right after it. They've got to do that, okay?
Yeah.
But now, let's see. What if she goes to trial in Washington, D.C.? What do you think the odds are going to get in Washington, D.C.? An actual decent jury. Unbelievable, right? All right. Marilyn in Minnesota pledges 25.
All right.
Marlene in Michigan pledges 50. Well, is that for real? Big B in, where's Big B from?
B&B in Ohio.
Oh, B&B. Oh, yes. Thank you. Pledges 2,000. Thank
all
you,
right.
B&B.
Wow, yeah.
Wow. And so, wow, we've got some good pledges coming in here. Praise the good Lord. And so, Joan in Pennsylvania pledges 50. Thank you, Joan. All right. I don't know what happened.
Yes.
Wendy, what did you say to make all this happen?
I didn't say nothing.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Lord.
Thank you for hearing the Lord.
Amen. Yes. Absolutely. We need that.
Mm-hmm.
But we need a lot more. We've got 30 minutes left tonight. 30 minutes tonight to to raise some money. We got to make it. You have an article there.
Yes. This is this article deals with revenge porn. Trump signs bill criminalizing online sexual exploitation. It says President Donald Trump signed legislation backed by his wife aimed at protecting young people from revenge porn. Big thing, very important, so horrible it takes place, the president said at the Monday bill signing ceremony in the Rose Garden. This would be the first ever federal law to combat the distribution of explicit imagery posted without subject's consent. The House of Representatives on April 28th approved the bill against revenge porn by a 409-2 vote. I want to know the two that voted against this.
That's what I was thinking.
After it passed the Senate unanimously in February, in a powerful showing of this bipartisan support for legislation backed by First Lady Melania Trump. I don't know why I'm messing it up. Revenge porn is the malicious distribution of sexual images of a victim. It says the Take It Down Act would impose legal penalties for creating deepfake artificial intelligence created pornography using a victim's image and require social media and other websites to remove such images within 48 hours of receiving notice from the victim. With the rise of AI image generation, countless women have been harassed with deep fakes and other explicit images distributed against their will, Trump said. This is so horribly wrong, and it's a very abusive situation, like in some cases people have never seen before, and today we're making it totally illegal. The bill was a priority for the First Lady's Be Best initiative. The First Lady made stopping these abuses a top priority, Trump said, and she was given tremendous support. Trump commended his wife for her success in getting the bill through Congress. Republican Maria Salazar introduced the House version, and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas sponsored the Senate version. I want to thank you, honey, Trump said. You've done amazing.
Well, you know, you have here using AI, there's some real dangers there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these victims of this are these high school girls. They get on, and these college girls, they get on this Facebook and all of this stuff, and they end up, all of a sudden, their head, their face is put on some naked woman's body, okay? Or you could be just totally, generated by, you know, AI. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So all of a sudden, they have these posters or pictures that are sent out with these girls on the internet. And, you know, what do you think, Wendy?
Yeah. It's unfortunate that the exploitation like that, you just got to be careful what you're putting out there. Anybody taking your picture, it's really bad what they can do, making things look the way they're not. Scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And then again, at the same time, you have the situation right now with the way these girls are dressing on the beaches. I mean, they're almost doing it to themselves. They go out, I mean, literally almost naked out there. Today, when you go to the beach and these girls got their whole back end showing, I mean, they used to arrest them for doing that. It was called public indecency, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the other thing, today you have these Congress people, these Democrats are cussing. They're taking God's name in vain, and they're dropping the F-bomb, and especially these women. You know, it's, you know, you never heard, when I was growing up, you never heard a woman talk that way. Today, they're worse than the men in many cases. But now, here's I remember as a kid, I remember my neighbor was arrested because for cursing, for taking God's name in vain. I remember the police came and took him away. And I'm trying to think of the law that they had there at that time, what it was called. But look at just, it's unbelievable now. But here's the real danger, Wendy, and this is a danger for you and I. This artificial, this AI can duplicate your voice. They can do, I've seen it in action, what they've done this right now. It's already out there. You know, there were some things where they duplicated Ronald Reagan's voice, and you know, they're doing this, some of it's like comedians to make people, you know, sound funny or whatever, especially with President. They got President Trump out there singing rock songs, okay? He's not a singer, okay? And they've got him and his son together, you know, doing these things. They can make you and I in the radio say things that we're not saying. And that's coming. I mean, you know it's going to happen sooner or later. And so the people have to be very, very aware. And you have to be very discerning. You know who you're listening to. Be very discerning and ask yourself, would they say that? Would Pastor Sanders actually say something like that? Okay. Or Wendy Wilson, would they actually say something like that? And so that's another, in the brave new world that we're living in, part of our society.
Well, another thing you got to be careful for too now is there's been a phone scam going on recently where if you don't know the number, don't answer the phone with hello or yes. Ask who's calling first, because even just answering the phone saying hello, yes, can I help you? They can take that clip of you saying yes and run that right back through the automation and have you agreeing to things.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
something that's actively happening right now.
Good information.
All right, there you go. That's the brave new world we're living in.
Well,
all right.
You know, if you don't know what the number is and you want to answer it, say, hola, ¿qué pasa?
I always tell them they're on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, or just say, for accuracy, this call is being recorded. Okay. That would be a good thing to say. All righty. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We've got approximately 21 or 22 minutes left in tonight's program where you can call in, and we really do. I want to thank all of you that have. I want to thank all of you that have called in and pledged tonight. It means a lot to us. Again, like I said, we don't do this for our own profit. We do it because you know, the cause is the righteous cause, and because of programs like this, you know, Wendy, back in the day, we didn't have all of the conservative media we have now. Okay, we were, when the media went bad, when they went left, I mean, there was very few of us. And I know when I first started in radio back over 50 years ago, I was targeted by all of those left-wing radio programmers out there. They wanted to stop me. You know, they were in a panic. We can't, what if we have more and more conservatives have a voice? Well, that happened, but for many years there, we were almost like a lone voice back in the early days where it comes to conservatism. We were out there, I was out there long before Rush Limbaugh came along, and then when Limbaugh came along, that really made a difference. I mean, he did a tremendous job. But anyhow, that's why we work so hard, because it's the cause is the righteous cause. And we want you folks to know what's happening, what they don't want you to know out there. And just for example, like because of what we did, we exposed, say, Bill Gates. Bill Gates had his plan, Wendy, to block out the sunlight. That was all ready to go. Because of programs like this, we were talking about it, okay?
Yeah.
The one thing that the dark side cannot afford is light. And we were shining the light on them.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, boom, that was stopped. Okay. Yeah. He's been stopped. Now he's taken over the World Health Organization. Gates is pretty much running that now. So we expect some bad things to come out of there again soon, don't we? So, all righty. Wendy, give yourself another yourself.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they can call for a free product catalog at Apothecary Herbs. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Or they can also download it off our website at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com.
All righty, folks, do we have a challenge for B&B? Do we have a match for their 2,000? Thank you, B&B. Do we have a match for my 1,000, Wendy's 500? We need to hear from you. Give us a call. We're running out of time at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Most ruthless big name, ex-Dem says Democratic Party is actually a threat to democracy. There's a lot of defection right now today. Have you noticed that, Wendy, from the Democrats?
Yeah,
they're dropping out left, and they're trying to sneak out. Now, some of those that are referred to as what they call moderates there, Randy, they're saying we have to be careful. If we come out, like Fetterman, for example.
Yeah.
They're really going after Fetterman, okay? Do you know why? Fetterman dared to say things that make sense.
Right, right.
You know, he dared, you know, Fetterman was saying, you know, this woke thing is no good. Promoting, you know, it's wrong to promote, you know, these taking children and trying to force them to undergo, you know, what they call trans surgery, right? So he came out and he made sense. You don't dare make sense within the Democratic collective, do you?
Or you get attacked like him.
Yeah. So here, for years, Democrats have insisted over and over and over that Republicans are a threat to democracy. Specifically, they've claimed widely and that President Donald Trump would set himself up as a dictator, would cancel elections, and would, in fact, end democracy. Isn't that exactly what they tried to do? Listen, do you remember them having a primary, the Democrats, to get a presidential candidate? Do you remember that? Or did they just appoint Kamala?
Yeah, they just appointed her.
Yeah, they appointed. Yeah.
Now, weren't they supposed to have a primary?
They were supposed to.
Yeah, they were.
Well, so then, isn't that something a dictator would do? it's so blatant, in-your-face hypocrisy. And some, do you know what's happening, Wendy? Some of the deep pockets, the big Dem deep pockets are saying, you know, you've gone too far with this woke stuff. You've just gone too, you've embarrassed us. You've become an embarrassment on us. But then, even going further than that, all of these so-called stars, okay? Oprah Winfrey. You know, Oprah, she's not exactly poor, is she?
Not by far.
Oprah's got a few bucks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you have to pay her to come out and endorse you if you're running for president, right? These women, help me out on this, style. These singers, these that have come out to endorse them. The one that showed up and she just said, "Hi, I'm endorsing Kamala."
Yeah, you had Beyonce.
Beyonce. Everybody, they thought she was going to sing or do something there at the, and she just showed up. No. She got her money.
I guess the check wasn't big enough for a performance.
Yeah, there you go. And so paying these people, Bruce Springsteen is another one, okay? Paying these people to endorse them.
Yeah.
You know, Trump don't have to pay people to endorse him, right?
No, absolutely not.
And do you know what Trump did with his presidential salary? I'd like to have that presidential salary, but you know what?
Right.
He didn't take it. He gave it back to him, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And So whether it's such a difference, such a huge difference in the character of people in the two parties, more and more people are saying, you know, it's too hard to stay here. I can't really stay in this party anymore because, well, you know, they've just gone, you know, just too much out in the open. Now, do you know who it is that is saying that the Democratic Party has become a threat to democracy? The name may be familiar to you. His name is Bernie Sanders.
I knew it.
Bernie Sanders. Not Ernie Sanders, right?
No, not Ernie.
No. Ernie and Bernie are two completely about as different as you can get, right? But he came out and he said, there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008. And are they not also a threat to democracy?
Yeah.
And so that's, so when and he's AOC's hero. That's an amazing thing there too, right? It's unbelievable. All righty. Well, we're at this point here where we get to where it's time for you to go on, Randy, and give an invitation out there, folks out there listening all over. The time will come, and we've said this for over 50 years, when the time will come when the only thing will matter to you. I know you think, well, if I could just get this, or you've got a lot of us have emergencies like we do, you know, but all of this stuff, everything that's involved in your life will pass, okay? Mm-hmm. The time will come, you see, that time when you're about to take your last breath, and the only thing will matter to you is that when you open your eyes, is it going to be in heaven or hell? And, I mean, that's reality. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to die. You're going to die. Wendy, do you know anyone that was here 150 years ago?
No, I don't.
No, they're not likely to come across any either. So, folks, you're going to die. And the question is, what happens then? Now, the Bible makes it clear, it's not complicated. You can end up in heaven or hell. There are no unbelievers in heaven or hell. You might say, well, I don't believe that. You will. There's absolutely no chance. There's no chance that you won't believe every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. That's a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Randy, take it away.
Amen. You know, one of the things that stands out to me again is in Ephesians, where it says not to walk as the other Gentiles do in the vanity or emptiness of their mind, having their understanding darkened and being alienated from the life of God. That means you're nowhere even in the hemisphere of what life with God would be like. You're living this life. You're going along. You have your way of thinking, and you think that way is right. And the Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of those ways are the ways of death. So once you get to the end of that road, it's not until you get to the end that you find out, you know what I thought I was doing, the road that I was on that I thought was right, what is this burning like a fire now? You know, but all before you got there, it seemed right. You didn't see the flames. You didn't feel the heat. You were on that path, living your life, doing what you were doing. And so he says, again, having the understanding darkened and being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past filling, that means callous, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. So listen, and we see that in our modern world right now, where people are just, they call it, some people call it living their best life, or just I'm doing me, or, you know, there's so many different sayings, but what it is it's a life alienated from God. Now they may say the name God, but they have no idea about what it means to really walk with God, to honor God, to obey him. And so tonight, listen, It is such a blessing and such a miracle if God opens your eyes and opens your ears so that you can see what God is spelling out, so that you can hear what God is saying. And so Jesus said in John 6, he said, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. I'm going to say that one more time. No man can come to me, talking about you can't even come to Jesus except the Father which has sent him would draw you. And so for that to happen is a miracle in itself. So I implore you tonight, if you hear him, because he said, my sheep, they hear my voice. And so if you hear that tonight, maybe you've been that person living a life alienated from God, doing your thing, and you're on that path and everything that you're doing, well, it seems right. And when it comes to the church or doing things God's way, you know, you just say, I'll take a gamble with it. I'm going to do it my way. We'll see how things work out when I get there. Listen, you do not want to do that.
Amen.
You do not want to do that. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. God is not going to take it lightly. The sacrifice that his son went through to save you. And all you have to do is simply accept the atonement that Jesus Christ paid for you on that cross. And so listen, if you can just hear that and just accept God's plan. We blew it going all the way back to the garden. Our blood is tainted, but by one man, sin entered the world through Adam. And of course, by one man, Jesus Christ, is atonement made for that sin. So listen, if that's you tonight and you say, you know what? I want to try Jesus. I want him to come into my heart. I want him to save me from my sin. I want you to just simply pray with me. Father God, I hear your voice tonight. I am a sinner and I am in need to repent and ask you to forgive me. I ask for your blood to be applied to my sins. I ask you to save me and to come into my heart. Please forgive me tonight. I ask that you would make your abode in my heart tonight and that eternally I would be with you. And I also ask you, Father God, to please lead me and guide me, Father God. Lead me to the place that you would have me to learn more of you, Father God. I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much for that. And folks, we still have time. You've got about 7 minutes left yet, so to call in, help us out. We really need your help. And as we look for the Lord's return, until then, we're gonna keep fighting the fight.
That's right.
Remember, long before President Trump said fight, 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 we were. We've been telling you that now for 50 years. Always, always, always remember, keep fighting the fight.
That's
right. So it's time for me to say, Wendy, thanks for being here.
Yes.
Oh, my pleasure to be with you.
God bless you. Thanks for all you do. All you folks out there, thanks for your support. So good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, always,
always
ready.
Always.
Keep. Fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.